This is Passport to Texas. If caving is one of your pastimes, here's something you should know. A fungal disease called white nose syndrome has been killing North American bats since 2006.
There's certain caves where bats hibernate where 90 to 100% of the bats that hibernate in that cave have died from the disease.
The fungus is also found in European caves, though the bats there are essentially immune. This suggests the fungus may have evolved with their bats. Parks and Wildlife mammalogist Jonah Evans says researchers speculate people who visited European caves may have unwittingly brought fungal spores into North American caves on shoes or other gear. To prevent the spread of white-nosed fungal spores by humans.
Avoid entering the caves if at all possible. Otherwise, do a very stringent decontamination and be really careful about getting cleaned up if you leave a cave.
Find decontamination protocol at passporttotexas.org. So why care? Well, bats are beneficial agricultural allies, eating tons of insects during their nightly flights, allowing farmers to reduce or eliminate insecticide use on food crops and save money. They also serve as pollinators of important crops and are just fascinating animals. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and receives funds from your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.